This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about Corridor, Moody Tongue, and Lollapalooza, plus some great events happening this weekend that you need to check out. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
I forgot to, like, I was like, oh, is he going to say something? Oh, no, I say my name. So as you can tell, maybe, or you can't, we started drinking pre-show this time. Sometimes it happens.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Loosen up, get in the groove. We were drinking some more of that Salamoth Fun Sponge.
Yeah.
Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. What we do on here is we drink beer, we talk about the events and places we made it to in Chicago this past week, and then we dive into the events coming up this week that you should be checking out.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And then we drink and review some beer, right? We have our glasses are empty here. If you're watching the video version, you can see this.
Yeah, what do we got here, Brad? What's
So, you know, lately we've been going for the six-pack, the cans.
Yeah.
Figured, let's go almost old school. Let's go Bomber.
Yeah, that's true, man. You never really get Bombers now.
No.
Yeah.
So I got the Three Floyds Blood of the Sunsets. Sunsets. So it's right multiple on. Sunsets that are bloody.
Man, can't talk about one sunset.
No. And not surprising, this is an IPA.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had this beer, have you?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had next to it hopped half or half hopped beer, but a lot of Three Floyds beers come in Bombers, so it's kind of one of those things, like, if you want a Three Floyds beer, you either have to find it on tap or, you know, pick up one of these Bombers now.
Yeah, it looks like on this one, it's they're saying it's a Crimson IPA. Ooh.
So I guess that's just a darker IPA, so it's maybe malt heavy.
Yeah, a little red IPA action there. It looks like they got Icelandic sea salt in it and a blend of European and American hops.
Damn, all right.
Huh. Oh, I never heard of it. It's your vintage Three Floyds label at this point, right? You know, either something like religious or demonic.
Yeah.
And or a pirate of some sort, right?
It's just weird how much we doted over Three Floyds, and now it's kind of like, they're good, they're standard, but I don't even think about them sometimes, because it's the three beers you see in six packs.
Yeah, it's kind of like, and breweries are starting to catch up to, as far as like your level of excitement.
Uh-huh.
Breweries are starting to bridge that gap a little bit. I know, like, you know, some Half Acre stuff, Pipework stuff, you know, to a smaller extent, some Off Color stuff. People get excited about those beers too.
Mm-hmm.
And Floyd's doesn't really have the sizzle that it once did, you know?
But they still make great beers. That distillery is going to be opening soon.
Yeah. And it's, you know what you're going to get when you get a Floyd's beer. So it's not one of these experimental things, like if you're at like a festival or something, you know, you'll just, all right, I'm going to Floyd's, I know what I'm getting.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm getting big, big hops.
Mm-hmm. This beer's nice. It does, there's something about that, you mentioned salt, and it has that salt makes you almost thirsty, kind of dries out your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll sip on this. I'm not sure to have an ABV on this.
No, it does not.
Pretty big. It's probably pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this past week, after recording last week's episode with Carrie,
who
that was a fun episode, a little different.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was because we kept our format, but we had a guest, and usually when we get a guest, we switch the format completely, mm-hmm. right? So that was cool. Nice little blend of the two.
Yeah. So after he was here, we all went over to Corridor.
Yeah, which is like the local neighborhood brewery. It's like less than a mile and a half.
Yeah, it's about a mile, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a solid place. I like, they had a really cool, like, it was a stout inspired by like a Vietnamese tea or something. Vietnamese coffee stout.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's the one I had that I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what I had, but it's always just a nice treat to go there.
Yeah, their space is fun.
And I was shocked it wasn't super packed. It's always like busy at night or on the weekends.
I meant to try the because they got one of the tanks dedicated just for sour stuff, like the funk series of some kind. And I kind of wanted to try that, but
you're just kind of, it was a one and done kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, check out Corridor if you're in the area or haven't been there yet, especially if you're a fan of dry hop at all.
Yeah.
Same thing, just a little twist. As far as that, I didn't make it to any other breweries or do any other beer events. I don't know what happened. I lost my weekend. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
But hopefully you made up for this. Otherwise, this will be a short episode.
Yeah, I went to a couple of events, man. Let's see where we start here. We were talking at Corridor about how, Jared from Moody Tongue, who we know for forever, had this mm-hmm. special announcement like super early in the morning, like on a weekday.
Yeah, like what could it be, right?
I'm like, dude, like I've been to things like before, announcements, right? And they usually tell you, what to expect, mm-hmm. And then we party,
He's opening a coffee shop now.
Yeah.
That's why it's in the morning, right?
So then we got these breakfast pizzas roll around, right? And we're like, oh shit, Jared's opening a breakfast pizza spot. No.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, so this his event was at the Lincoln Park farmer's market.
Okay.
Which is actually pretty cool, man. Right off North Ave in LaSalle, like right where Lincoln Park starts, right where Lincoln Avenue starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like right there, And everybody's out there in the middle of the week at like 8 in the morning.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So Jared announces that, it was in the trib at this point, but Jared announced that he's launching his tap room.
Okay.
So he's had the brewery's been there for at least 2 years now. But there's never been a tap room. And, he's such a quotable guy when you see Jared. He's like, Nick, we've had so many people walk by. It's time to invite them in for a beer, man.
All right.
So he's got 2,200 square feet. He's going to go with 75 seats and 12 taps. So he'll have the four, the flagship beers now on draft all the time, right? The Saison, the Emperor's Lemon Saison, mm-hmm. the Chocolate Churro Porter. And then there's two more. One's the
Nectarine.
Yeah, the Nectarine IPA. And then we're down to one.
Is it a red one?
Nectarine red. The Nectarine's like orangish, yeah. And I've got the photo right here.
Okay.
But the surprise of the event was that he's like, hey man, we're gonna have a really small list of food. We're gonna have a salty item, and then we're gonna have a sweet item. The salty item.
Maybe some churros and frites.
Exactly. Yeah. The other one is the Applewood Gold.
Applewood Gold.
How could we forget that? That's the one we had on the show. Yeah. And we talked about that. And cheers to Jared, man, because he listens to the show. He's like, yeah. I listened to your show, Nick.
Okay.
He was kind of saying, hey, we were right that, hey, there was no description on the bottle, but we kind of picked up the flavors that he was intending to present.
Okay.
Because that was good. It's interesting. It's a lager, but it's not a lager that you're used to having. If you're expecting like a metropolitan lager, this is not that, Mm-hmm. Oh, but anyway.
So salty and sweet.
Salty and sweet.
Not churros and fries.
Not churros and fries, man.
Right. I figured it was in Pilsen.
Yeah, that's a natural progression. That totally makes sense. Yeah. But no, he's like, hey, man, we're going to have oysters for salty. And then we're going to have cake for sweet.
Okay.
And in particular, German chocolate cake. And it sounds like a sweet German chocolate cake with espresso crust. And so, there's a group of us there. So we're like, well, what do you mean by this? He's like, no, this is what I like to eat. So these are the two items that we're going to have. We're going to shuck these oysters tableside. We're going to have like these hand-blown Austrian glassware. And then if you want something sweet, we're going to have German chocolate cake that we make ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like a whole mini cake? Do you get like a mini, like an easy bake oven kind of cake? Or do you get like a slice?
I love that we just threw down the term easy bake oven on this show. That's actually pretty cool. But no, I don't know, man. Somebody mentioned one of the other people there. They said, this sounds like the kind of place that Marie Antoinette would go. It sounds like the brewery maid that she would party at.
Okay.
But he was kind of saying like, hey, man, he wanted to have like, this sounds just bizarre enough that it might actually work. I'm curious to see how this plays out. I mean, I like oysters.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was cake. Well, what's not to like about cake? But I don't know if I've ever just like had one and then the other. In the same.
Yeah, I've never thought about cake and oysters together.
Yeah.
And then you throw beer in there. I've had oysters and beer.
Yeah.
Cake, I've had a cake and beer probably.
Yeah, I've done. I'm pretty sure I've done that. Yeah. I've
never done all three together.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting, man. A couple other notes that were pretty exciting is that he's got a one-barrel system that he's borrowing from Siebel. So he teaches sensory classes, either sensory or beer and food pairing, more than likely, at Siebel. So he's going to have a one-barrel system there. So he's going to invite friends, colleagues, and, the folks from Kendall College and the Siebel Institute to come over and, experiment, man, and have, some fresh, cool stuff on tap all the time there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's kind of neat. All right, so it should be a good spot to, grab a bite either before or after dinner.
Yeah,
because you're not going there for a dinner. You're not going there for a meal.
Right. And I'm like you said, portion size or offerings, varietals on the oysters or the cakes is a little up in the air. They're supposed to open in late August. He's pretty excited about it. He sees it as a place it's going to have a lot of old brewing books, like a bookshelf he borrowed from Siebel. They plan on doing lectures there and do culinary classes there. So, yeah, okay. It sounds pretty cool, man.
All right, neat. Well, I'm looking forward to that. August, you said?
Yeah, this is going to be late August, man. So you can expect a fireplace, a white marble bar, elegant yet approachable is what Jerry's going for.
Nice.
So, yeah. So it's cool that this actually seems like an extension of what he was doing with the beers anyway. It's culinary brewing, And so this kind of makes sense for him. Nice. Do something that's a little out of the box, something that doesn't really – not something that you typically associate with a brewery, right?
Yeah.
So
that's cool. Yeah. So that's almost our beer news at the top of the show here, but it was an event you made it to about this.
Yeah. So that was fun, man.
Nice. Yeah. You make it to anything else then?
I made it a couple days. Lollapalooza was 4 days this year. I made it to two of those days.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to check out, the fiasco downtown. Because, we're downtown. We're commuters. We're downtown all the time, but we never party like that. The only time you party like that is when the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup or if you go to Lolla.
Right. Okay.
And they had a craft beer tent, in air quotes, but it was definitely crafty, definitely not craft. So Goose was there. And, the one thing I noticed is that the sponsorships were heavy, and we'll get to Goose in a second. But, there was a Samsung stage, right, and a Pepsi stage. So if you saw an act, how acts usually have their MacBook. Uh-huh. Their MacBook was they forced them to cover up the Apple logo on their MacBooks. Like, they were serious about this advertising, so – Goose was there because of AB, but the Bud Light stage is the biggest stage, and then so you couldn't have any other beers there. So then we're like, all right, well, that sounds like Pitchfork, so that's fine. Let's hit it, because Pitchfork has some good beer. But then they only brought the beers that have been outsourced to the Budweiser facilities in New York. So,
312.
312. The Four Star Pills. The IPA. And it was really about it.
And Green Line?
Oh, and Green Line. I forgot about Green Line.
Even though and Green Line totally defeats the whole purpose of what Green Line was, but that's a whole nother.
I'm going to be starting on that shit, dude. Everything that references Chicago has now been moved outside of Chicago, right?
That's true.
That's all four of those.
Besides the Goose IPA.
Except for Goose IPA.
Let's take the zip code, the train line, and the flag.
Yeah, so they were doing nothing but repping their larger brands, or the brands they want to push on people.
Okay.
Right.
How were the prices for the beer?
It was $10 for $10 for a pint. Or probably just a 12-ounce cup, honestly, at that point, right?
Okay, they weren't even giving you cans.
No. So the beer scene kind of sucked a little bit.
How much were, the regular other beers?
I don't know. I didn't check. You did get the, at least you got a Tallboy can. Because Bud Light had a commemorative Lala can. Yeah. So if you bought the Bud Light, I'm guessing it was $10, but you got the Tallboy at least. Mm. Yeah. So the beer was okay. Not that great. But the cocktails were phenomenal.
So I went to Lollapalooza and all I got was a cocktail.
All I got were these cocktails, man. So a lot of local acts, man. Good mix of EDM and hip hop, right? Oh, but back to the cocktails. So Bacardi was there.
Yeah.
And Hendrick's Gin was there, And there was a whiskey company. I want to say it was Four Roses. They were there.
Okay.
And this was all in this cool little corner where there were couches and it was very chill.
Nice.
So that part was good. Yeah. So that's my Lala. In a nutshell, 4 days, 400,000 people.
Cocktails, fair enough.
Dude, they gotta fix this. They gotta fix this beer thing, man. They have to. This is all right. This is our largest event of the year for the entire calendar year in Chicago. Is this 4 day party?
So many just straight up kids that are there.
That's true.
they can sell a $5 water more often than they can a $10 beer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so.
Or a Monster, a $10 Monster probably.
Yeah, it's not. I guess it's not the place you go if you're like, if you care about drinking.
So no, you're there for care the, about drinking beer. You're there for the music. Like Pitchfork has become a beer destination, even because they have collaborations and they have other. They have Virtue now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and then like you know, and then we can sit here and like boohoo it all we want, Bud Light, you know, even though it's declining, Bud Light's still the top selling beer in America. So if you're running a business, what are you gonna do? You're gonna you know you're gonna bring out your highest selling brands. You're gonna bring out the brands that you can make the most of because you moved them to those plants.
Right.
I mean, if from a business standpoint, I totally get it. It makes sense. Yeah.
I guess it's more these are the products we don't give a shit about.
Right.
That's kind of what that says. But anyway.
Yeah. So there was that. So I went to Lala. And then I made it to one more thing, man. I went out to Crusade Burger Bar. So Crusade, this is in Yorkville, Illinois. I'm not sure why I was out here. It's 60 miles from the city.
Okay.
Right. But I have a friend in Bolingbrook, so I went out there. Right. So I bring it up because it's run by the guys who run Sovereign, right, which is a restaurant in Plainfield. And those guys were also responsible for organizing the Midwest Brewers Fest, which was like a fundraiser for, like, you know, repairing the Plainfield River, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, I get there, my buddy Jason is behind the bar. So Jason used to have this website called The Greatest Beer of All Time, right? And actually the first time I ever did, like, an on-camera interview about beer was with Jason when he had this website, right?
Oh, nice.
So okay. this was at the St. Michael's beer event at that big church in Old Town that they do every year. Oh, so I wanted to go check the place out, man. And, you know, and they're hardcore beer people. They're repping the far, like, I think once you get to, like, Plainfield and Aurora, I think you're, like, literally at the edge of, like, civilization.
My mom lives in Aurora, and my aunt and uncle, they lived in Sugar Grove. Now they're even farther than that. Now,
yeah, so. But once you get out there, then you're really talking, like, hey, you're like rural at that point. Like if you get past that, right?
I guess.
So they're like at the edge of what you would consider the area, right? So you know, we go out there. I want to check them out.
I think DeKalb, after DeKalb.
Okay, fair enough, DeKalb. DeKalb.
Because you got Plank Road. That does feel like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's out there. But you get out there, man, and they got a really, like, well-thought-out beer program out there. It's really cool.
I'm like, right. I'm like, surprised. You're like, no. I can't believe you got beer all the way out here. How'd you get it out here?
Wait, how does all this beer get out here?
How'd you even know about this?
No, but it was really cool, man. I was like, yo, you guys aren't fucking around in here. Like, you walk in and it kind of feels like, you know what it reminded me of? It's a burger joint, but it reminded me of Lynx. You know how when you go into Lynx,
yeah.
It's got a certain vibe to it. You know, it's like, it's a over the top. It's an ode to awesome beer, right? And when you go in there, it feels the same way. They got 36 draft lines.
Oh, cool.
And they got like 10 or 12 burgers you can pick from.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Oh, but the artwork. I'm going to talk about the artwork real quick. So they Jason used to work at World of Beer in Naperville.
Okay.
So one of the staff members there drew all this beautiful, like, hand-drawn, like, full-length wall portraits of, like, you know, Off Color and Rev and Metro and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
So Crusade Burger Bar.
All
right.
Yeah. So it was solid, man. I dug it.
Yeah. All right, I might have to look into that. There's so many burger places.
There are, man. So. Yeah. Like,
how'd the burger compare to other burgers?
I don't know. See, I like, you know, I'm down the street from Kuma's. I really like MJ's, you know, Au Cheval. These are all like.
Ordor Burger's good.
Ordor. These are all like, you know, these are all like regular stops, you know. So I don't know, like, I mean, but I think it takes time to do that kind of thing. You know, these guys have been open for 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I feel like it was like. If a place like Lynx had a burger joint, I think it would be on par with something like that. Like Lynx is an awesome place, and the sausages they make are pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's like, yeah, it's that more than anything else.
All right.
Yeah.
It's above average.
Oh yeah, it was tasty.
Okay.
It was tasty. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Nice. So you were all over the place in the city, out in the burbs. Anywhere else you hit up? That was it?
No, that was it.
That sounds like a solid week. All right. Well, we have talked about like this being the season of festivals, and
yeah, we always talk always about
so
that.
So busy in the summertime because in the winter we're like, there's nothing going on. It's cold. Everyone's right. staying in.
Yeah,
but really, it's sad. Like I think we have like 2 or 3 events every week that we're talking about, and that's it.
Yeah, I wonder if the scene is shifting a little bit because like yeah, there used to be like this, you know, it was clearly like more things to do beer wise like between like you know March and September. Uh-huh. But now I think you're starting to see that spread out, and it's kind of like it doesn't have a start or an end. Yeah. And maybe we're just kind of a little fatigued over this, you know.
Or did we see there was so much come to the craft beer side happening.
Yeah.
And now that number is so much higher, people are like, all right, we'll have to make beer to support this, so I can't be doing all these events.
Yeah.
A little bit that happens.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Mm-hmm. But there are a few things happening, so I want to mention those.
Yeah, right? So let's start on Saturday. Should we start there?
Yeah.
This is the Old Irving Beer and Barbecue Challenge at St. Viator. So this is a fundraiser. For a school up there, and this is the 3rd annual one. So this is $55, $80 for VIP. So they have 36 beers and then 18 barbecue dishes that you can pick from. This will be from 1 to 5, and it's a competition. So every year they pick a winner. Actually, Lake Effect in Jefferson Park won this event the first 2 years of its existence.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so, and they're beating out like Haymarket, Goose Island, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're beating out some pretty well-known brands up there.
Nice, okay.
So. Yeah, that's Saturday.
I think everything is kind of Saturday.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Also, Saturday is this event, Deschutes event, right?
Yeah. The street pub, right?
Yeah, it's in Logan Square at like, what, Kedzie in California or something like that.
Yeah, last year it was in an open lot right at the California Blue Line.
Okay.
But this year that lot has like got high rises in it now.
Funny. So this is basically, they kind of take it over. They make a makeshift pub.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to, I think, the Great Lakes Water Conservation.
Like Alliance for Great Lakes. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I don't know. Is it a price for a ticket or is it just a pub?
No, it's free to get in. And they give you a token. Each token's $5. But then you can upgrade and get a VIP experience where you get like a t-shirt and a keychain, some other swag. And then you get like X number of beers.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I may try to stop in for a beer. I'm a fan of the shoots. I think I'll be out in Portland and maybe Bend later this month. Yeah. So
freshly squeezed. I really dig freshly squeezed. And this cool thing about this is that's running like all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an 8-hour party.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Out in the suburbs is this Ale Fest. This is what it's called, Ale Fest. So I remember Ale Fest. It used to be at Outside Soldier Field.
I remember this, yeah.
That was a fun festival.
I would like to see the return of that at Soldier Field.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But this is called Ale Fest, and it's in Ardmore. It's at Ardmore Station Liquors in Villa Park.
Villa Park, hello.
So that's out by Lombard, out that way.
Yeah.
So, big list of breweries. It's $35 for VIP.
Really?
And $25 for general admission. So, tickets include entry, you get a glass, and you get tasting. So, $25. That's nuts, right?
That's solid.
You have a huge list of breweries, a lot of local stuff, a lot of stuff across the country. You know, Coronado, Crispin, Flask. Microphone, you know, a lot of Noon Whistle, like it runs the gamut.
Yeah.
But this being their, I think, fourth, did it say third? Third annual festival. So I gotta say, $25 for a beer festival, if you can get out to Villa Park, this is a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way around it.
No.
That's a solid.
The deal of the year. The beer fest deal of the year right here. I don't know how many tickets you get, but you get tastings and. Come on, we know at festivals, the brewers just pour you beer. They don't care.
Yeah, they rarely, yeah.
Find the ones that are like.
Unless you're that guy,
yeah.
You know, where you look like a jerk and you're overserved. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's usually pretty chill, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out. And then one more event on Saturday, right?
Yeah, there's one more. Kurt Foreman, Brewfest Partners, they are doing the first ever South Loop Beer and Cider Fest. $80 for VIP, $49 for general admission. Yeah.
Whew, look at these prices, Kurt. 35 and 25.
Yeah. Kurt will be like, I'm in South Loop, though. South champ. Loop.
And I got Slater. And I got
and there's Cider.
Cool. Are you going to try to make it to this? Saturday. So
I'd love to. My Saturdays are usually screwed, but yeah, I'd love to. Especially the Deschutes thing. I was out of town last year for the Deschutes thing. I'd like to see that. I like you said, I like their beer, and I like that they don't play any games. They go take over like an entire block. Uh-huh. It's basically like a Deschutes block party.
Okay.
You know, and for them to focus on that, you know, in a place that, you know, we all kind of like hanging out anyway, is pretty solid. Oh, and chefs from the Rattler and from Revolution will be serving food there.
At the Deschutes one.
At the Deschutes
one. But the South Loop, I'm sure they'll have food as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have food too. Yeah, so if I'm free, I'll be hitting up both of those.
Nice, okay. Yeah. So check those out. Two great festivals, one that you, then another one you don't even have to pay to go to. You just grab a beer.
You just show up and rock, yeah. And then you can pay as you go.
You could head on your way and do whatever else in Logan Square that you want to do.
Whatever those kids in Logan are doing, man.
No, going to their surf bar next to Emporium.
You got your surf bar, your dispensary, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever kids, you know. Going to gene rolling classes. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other festivals or events happening Saturday, Monday?
No, that's all I got.
Sunday,
man.
Monday. I know the following week is the Great Taste of the Midwest.
Yes.
I will not be attending that.
I'm a little bummed out.
A little bit.
I'd like
for
to
me.
Go.
I know you're a little bummed out for me.
I'm a little bummed out for both of us. I don't think I'm going either.
So won't be made up,
but who knows? I didn't know I was going to Crusade this week. So
that's true.
We shall see.
You made it all the way out there. I think you might be able to make it to Madison fast.
It's about the same distance, Madison, yeah. Wisconsin.
So I'm sure we'll talk more about that next week, and then I'm sure we'll see pictures and tweets as we find out what, like, those end cap things that Goose and Bells and whoever else.
That is
Rev usually has a big presence.
Yeah. I haven't been to every single big party, but of the parties I've been to, that might be my favorite one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I say that a lot, but I mean it.
This
today
is my favorite.
I think when Festival rolls around, I'm like, you know what? Let me tell you something about Festival. All right.
At the end of it, you're like, this is my favorite one.
Oh, man.
So, all right, before we get out of here, any other beer news besides the Moody Tongue announcement?
We got a little bit of beer news, yeah. Save the CTA bus number 11 is in effect, man. The number 11 bus runs down Lincoln Avenue. So what they're doing is they're using a Beer Explorer passport. So there's like a tons of bars up and down Lincoln. You know, Delilah's, Half Acre, Bottles and Cans, just to name a few, right?
Beer Miscuous,
right. But they're in danger of losing the bus that runs up and down Lincoln because of ridership.
It was already gone.
It was gone. So now it's going to come back for like 5-6 months as like a trial. And if if they hit a certain number, then it stays. If not, you're gone.
Right.
Yeah. So the Active Transport Alliance, there you go. they put together this this Beer Explorer passport. So if you get you get the passport, you win prizes, and then so you get 5 stamps, each from a different stop,
okay.
And you're eligible to win prizes, and then it also, you know, helps save the bus.
All right, so I'm kind of hate on this a little bit because all right, so this bus, this test trial,
yes,
it does not run the weekends.
Oh.
Right.
Okay,
I don't think so.
All right.
And then the bus only runs from like 10 a.m. to like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
The window of time that anybody would be on this bus is very small.
That's a really good point.
I don't know about the weekend thing. It may do the same time on the weekend, but during the week, I know it's like 10 to 4, 10 to 3 or something small. Like, who's riding the bus at that time?
That's true. That's probably why it was on the list to get whacked in the first place.
Right. So they don't want this to come back. The city doesn't want this to come back.
Yeah, I mean, because you would extend the hours. I mean, like.
Yeah, you would put it at, like, run it between 7 and 10 and then shut it down and run it again at, like, 3 to 6. Like, why waste that time in the middle?
Yeah, because if you're in, like, you know, if you're off Fullerton or if you're downtown or wherever you are and you work and get off, that's not even an option for you when you get off. Like, hey, what do I do when I get off? Oh, I'll just get on. Because, you know, in Chicago, all the streets are on a grid, right? Mm-hmm. You know, north, south, east, west. But then some streets run on a slant. And that's what this one is.
There's a couple, yeah.
And, you know, and those are important streets because there's so much fucking traffic, right? But, yeah, they're not even giving you the option to party on that street if it doesn't run after 4 or 5 mm-hmm. or whatever. So
it's a nice street to bike down. There's bike lanes. Yeah. So, I don't know. You can check this out. It's very hard to do.
I hear that based on the time restrictions.
Maybe we should get behind this and do it for our beer crawl.
I am down.
Okay.
This is what, like...
Oh, we can't, but the times. But we could go and support the Lincoln bars right there.
Yeah, okay. We could, yeah. And then I like all those bars up all and down.
Let's pick a day, and maybe we'll try to do that in the next week or two.
I'm in. Yeah, you go to Active Transport Alliance. You can download the passport and see a list of all the prizes there.
Okay.
So that's pretty
cool. If we walk them, you think they'll give us a prize? Do we have to, like...
We should go to their office and suggest, like, hey, man, I see you got these prizes, man, but we're going to walk it.
I just could have, like, I got, like, 4 right here that were real close together. I don't even need the bus. There's, like, one bus stop between.
Add the Chicago Beer Pass prize, and you get that prize when you walk to these bars. You know, once you do that. We know you didn't ask for this, but listen, don't worry.
We can do it. We can offer it.
Yeah, so Half Acre, they're opening their they're having a launch party for their brewery. It's called the Big North, so it's going to be a big concert and a big barbecue and basically a launch party. They announced a tap list this week. The tap list is going to include 34.
Wow.
Half Acre beers.
What?
34.
They have 34 beers?
They have 34 beers. Some of them are variants, so you'll get like one beer and like 3 variants of it. Okay. But for the most part, it's a pretty, you know, unique tap list, you know, as far as this individual beers. Not
probably
all
like 4 variants of Big Hugs.
Yeah. Right. The Food Network, they put out a list of the 40 best bars in America for food lovers.
Okay.
And one of the bars that's on that list is in Chicago. We've both been to it. It's also a brewery. It's Band of Bohemia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Culinary Brew House, man. Yeah, a Michelin chef from Alinea, and you had, you know.
You got Michael over there?
Michael Carroll from Half Acre. They came together, boom, they got a brewery, and it's a destination for food, according to the Food Network.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I made it over there before this list came out.
Dude, yeah, RSVP's all summer now.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome for them. It is a nice place.
It's a very, very, very sexy place. Mm-hmm. Peace, Pizzeria and Brewery, we've had Jonathan Cutler, the well-awarded, well-decorated brewmaster over there. Peace turns 15 years old on August 4th.
Wow.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys,
August
man.
August 4th. Okay. Yeah. That's this week.
Yeah, that's this week. And they're putting together some stuff.
It's
like in 2 days. In 2 days, yeah.
Okay, they have something going on for it?
They've got something going on. It didn't seem like an over-the-top thing. It didn't seem like this 30-tap thing that...
They probably have an anniversary beer on or something.
I would imagine so. I imagine they maybe pull out something from the barrels, you know, that kind of thing.
What am I doing Thursday night? Pizza. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can never go wrong. That Saved by the Bell bar is like 2 doors down. Have you been to that, by the way?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. Yeah, I stood out it one night. It was an hour wait. I was like, No.
For a diner?
Yeah. No.
But you drove all the way out to the suburbs.
I don't know what that was, man. I was like, you know what? If I don't go right now, and while I'm in Bolingbrook, if I don't go right now, I'm probably never going to go. So, yeah, man, we cruise out. Dude, it's weird. Like, when you get way out and you start seeing, like, you know, silos and corn, it's like, man, this is trippy, man. Right on. All right. Finally, last bit of news. Off Color is the beer of the month at Sheffield's. That's not super newsworthy, but they've got 11 Off Color beers, which I've never seen 11 Off Color beers at once anywhere.
No.
So that's pretty cool. They're nice, super small batch.
Awesome.
It is Off Color. So, yeah, they're your beer of the month at Sheffield's.
All right. Well, check out all these events, all these stories. Interested more about this Half Acre thing we'll probably mention as that.
Yeah, we need to get up there.
As info comes available, hopefully we can check it out soon. I know we've been talking to them about checking it out and doing some sort of interview, so maybe that will happen.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. There's all kinds of photos and events getting shared there. I know you shared some events from from the burger bar.
Oh, and, yeah. You should check out the images from the burger bar.
And that's my uncle cool. asked me if I was there, if I went.
Brad, what are you doing out here?
You didn't come say hi? That's basically what happened. those were Nick's photos. Yeah. So they come, photos and postings come from both of us, so you kind of get like a fun little snapshot of like, where's this come from? Who were the? How's he on a boat and in the suburbs? Like that kind of stuff happens. And our website, chicagobeerpass.com, all the episodes get posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version, got that video version going. So check that out, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
Cheers.